Read the remonstrance.
Senate Remonstrance Number 1, offered by Senator Chappelle Nadal. Whereas in July 2009, Dr. Chris Nicastro was appointed Commissioner of Education by the State Board of Education, and whereas earlier in her career, the Commissioner served as the Superintendent of Riverview Gardens School District, a district which became unaccredited in the years after her tenure ended, and whereas in her term as Commissioner of Education, Dr. Nicastro has repeatedly demonstrated a failed leadership style, been less than truthful with members of the education community, been less than truthful with the legislature, and acted with blatant disregard for the inherent responsibilities of her position. And whereas the Commissioner's actions regarding the fiscal note for Initiative Petition 14-024, better known colloquially as the Tenure Initiative Petition, is but one example of the course this Commissioner often chooses, disregarding facts and truth in favor of political expediency, and whereas through a series of Sunshine Law requests, it has become apparent that...
Hold the conversations down, take them to the back.
Whereas through a series of Sunshine Law requests, it has become apparent that the Commissioner acted in a less than truthful manner in formulating her department's fiscal impact estimate for the petition, and whereas in the estimated net effect on local funds section of said fiscal note, the Commissioner unilaterally altered the department's summary of fiscal impact by scratching out the original findings of her department's staff that the initiative petition should show potential for significant unknown costs to local school districts for the cost of test development, and whereas with a stroke of her pen, the Commissioner altered the words potential for significant unknown costs to costs unknown, and whereas in no uncertain terms, the Commissioner's actions concealing the potential negative fiscal impact of Initiative Petition 14-024 on local school districts is intolerable and a blatant demonstration of the Commissioner's lack of fitness for her lofty position. And whereas such a modification is even more difficult to justify because her alteration to the fiscal note for the Tenure Initiative Petition asserts no cost to the state for test development, while in the department's budget request for the upcoming fiscal year, the department asserts the need for $30 million solely for end-of-course exams and grades 3 through 8 English language arts and mathematics exams. And whereas compounding the aforementioned issues regarding the fiscal note for Initiative Petition 14-024 is the fact that the Commissioner held several meetings and was engaged in many conversations with lobbyists who were advocating for the petition regarding the department's fiscal note response to the petition, which, at a minimum, raises ethical concerns about the Commissioner's motivations regarding the fiscal note. And whereas the Commissioner also acted in a less than truthful manner regarding the State Board of Education's accreditation reclassification of the Normandy School District, and whereas when the Normandy School District agreed to absorb students from the failed Wellston School District, which failed while under control of a special administrative board appointed by the State Board of Education, the Commissioner assured officials that if Normandy agreed to absorb those Wellston students, Normandy's accreditation classification would remain intact for a minimum of 3 years in order to grant Normandy the necessary time to improve the test scores of those students absorbed into the district. And whereas only 2 years later, Normandy's state accreditation was revoked, a decision that today is literally bankrupting the Normandy School District. And whereas similarly, the Commissioner misled several legislators and members of the general public during the 2013 legislative session during the debate surrounding Senate Bill 125, and whereas the Commissioner told legislators and other interested parties that if the Kansas City School District scored high enough on its forthcoming APR to be provisionally accredited, it would be granted that status. It was for this reason that the emergency clause, was removed from Senate Bill 125, and whereas when the Kansas City School District did meet that goal of APR scores consistent with provisional accreditation this summer, the district remained classified as unaccredited and consequently is now facing the possibility of bankruptcy as a result of the transfer law governing unaccredited districts. And whereas the decision to not grant the Kansas City School District provisional accreditation was inconsistent with the decision made with the St. Louis School District. And whereas the Kansas City School District demonstrated APR growth for two consecutive years and met the same standards that the St. Louis Public School District did when it regained provisional accreditation, and whereas the commissioner attempted to grant a lucrative contract to CEE Trust to develop an improvement plan for the Kansas City School District without first seeking other bids until members of the State Board of Education raised concerns about circumventing the typical bidding process. And whereas when the State Board of Education directed her to engage in a legitimate bidding process for the contract, the commissioner transferred the language from her original memorandum of understanding with CEE Trust into the bid specifications. And whereas emails show that the commissioner had been communicating with CEE Trust's executive director for 4 months before the contract was entered into with CEE Trust. And whereas CEE Trust was awarded the contract even though an experienced Massachusetts-based agency had offered its services for one-third the cost of CEE Trust's bid. And whereas another demonstration of the commissioner's failed leadership style can be gleaned from the implementation of the requirement that all testing be administered online for the 2015 school year, yet the department has not quantified the true costs of ensuring that every district is properly equipped to give those tests online. And whereas, while the department's study of broadband and technology capacity will not be completed for several months, it is well known that these testing costs will be significant. Yet the department is still requiring that all testing be administered online by 2015. And whereas the commissioner's lack of leadership is also evident from the department's ineffective attempt to close the Gordon Parks Charter School in Kansas City. And whereas the department's handling of the closure was so substandard that the school was able to go to court and get the department's decision overturned, leaving a severely underachieving school open for another year, further damaging the educational outcomes of hundreds of students. And whereas the commissioner's leadership style, history of less than truthful responses, and past actions have created an environment of such extreme distrust toward the department that any proposal, policy, plan, or platform from her or the department will be received with reservation, skepticism, and suspicion, whereas her actions have resulted in such a high level of distrust that her presence and position within the department will serve to obfuscate and debase any of the department's and State Board of Education's legislative proposals, initiatives, and efforts at improving Missouri's education system, regardless of their merit. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the members of the Missouri Senate 97th General Assembly, second regular session, hereby remonstrate against Dr. Chris Nicastro for her failed leadership, less than truthful nature, and blatant disregard for the inherent responsibilities of her position, and be it further resolved that for the reasons expressed above and many others, the Senate hereby strongly recommends that the commissioner resign her post immediately, and failing to do so, the Senate strongly urges that the State Board of Education terminate the commissioner from her position because the students of this state cannot afford to bear the cost of her failed leadership. And be it further resolved that the Secretary of the Missouri Senate be instructed to send a copy of this remonstrance to the Commissioner of Education and each member of the State Board of Education.
Yes, Mr. President, thank you so much. I would like to add some additional comment to the remonstrance that has been read for the benefit of this body. Media reports have indicated that the State Education Commissioner Nicastro has engaged in blatantly unethical practices. The commissioner has misused her position, severely damaging both the reputation and effectiveness of the Department of Education of Elementary and Secondary Education. Some of my specific concerns are as follow. The commissioner attempted to grant a lucrative contract with C-Trust. Now, my concern here is not who she negotiated with, but that she did not go through the bidding process, which is a practice that every single body, every single governmental body in this state participates in. C-Trust was awarded this contract even though there were several different entities, including entities in the state of Missouri, that said they would do this contract for less than even half the cost. And what I'm really opposed to is that people from the Civic Progress community in St. Louis were asked to give $250,000 for the C-Trust initiative in Kansas City. Thankfully, that did not happen, and they had to seek funding elsewhere. The commissioner also changed a fiscal note. Now, Mr. President, the way that I see this, when you change a fiscal note, it's like changing a pregnancy test. It's no different than changing a paternity test. She changed a fiscal note, which meant that none of us, not any of us in this body, could go home and tell our constituents what was actually going on when some entity in this state decides to alter a fiscal note. That is a very, very concerning effort to take away our right to know how much something may cost. And that's just wrong. Now, a lot of my constituents have an issue with Dr. Nicastro collaborating with Rex Singfield's organization. I actually really don't care. What I care about are the rumors that I'm hearing about their close relationship. At some point, when you have meetings, it's what we do. Every single day, all of us engage in meetings. But when you take that a step further, and you have a personal relationship with someone who wants to change policy and democracy as we know it in the state of Missouri, then that's a huge concern to not only myself, but to the constituents that I represent. And I personally know that Chris Nicastro has deceived not only myself, but also school board members throughout the state. I can tell you that she will say one thing in Kansas City and then come to St. Louis and say something else. She'll tell legislators one thing and then she'll tell school board members another thing. Thank God I sit on both a school board and I serve in this body, because now I know and can communicate to all that she has been less than truthful. And of course, I want to use other words, but I won't do that. We all know what word I want to use, and it starts with an L. I'm hoping that Auditor Tom Swyk really does what he can do in the office that he serves in. I hope not only does he investigate the Commissioner on Education, but also the Department of Education, and also try to bring to light some of the dealings that have been occurring. So as the Senate considers this remonstrance, I really urge everyone to know about the facts and know that in the 14 years I've been in this building, 14 years, I have never known an administrator to deceive a public body, ever. It does not matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. It does not matter. When you practice deception, you don't belong here. You don't belong in the state of Missouri where people are paying you to serve them. Thank you, Mr. President.
The remonstrance shall be printed in the journal.